If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. I've been searching high and low for cocoa products that deliver meaningful amounts of healthful flavanols with great flavor and minimal sugar. So I'm thrilled to have found Flava Naturals. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain and heart function, including a recent Harvard study showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular death. But you need to eat 5 or more ordinary dark chocolate bars every day to match the flavanols consumed in most of these studies. Flava Naturals Performance Dark Chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate. Their secret is sourcing premium, high flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. The result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekly program that highlights the best of natural medicine, the best of high-tech medicine. Put those together, we call it Intelligent Medicine. You can be part of the show by calling 877-726-8255. We're here and awaiting your calls, and you can come directly into the doctor's office, pose any question that you like. 877-726-8255 is our number, and we got lots to talk about today. We're going to talk in a moment about multivitamins. Paraphrasing Rodney Dangerfield, they don't get no respect. And we're also going to talk about some new amazing findings on omega-3 fatty acids, coenzyme Q10. And we'll talk about the benefits of tea. An entire issue of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition devoted to the benefits of green and black tea. 877-726-8255, our number. And let's get going on the subject of multivitamins, because multivitamins have been maligned as of late. A couple of months ago, I wrote one of my newsletter articles on that subject. The title of that newsletter article was, "They say multivitamins are a waste of money." Really? Turns out that multivitamins, which contain most of the essential vitamins and minerals at doses that provide greater than 100% of the RDA, are the most commonly used dietary supplements in the U.S. Approximately one-third of U.S. adults take one or another formulation, but there's been a major media blitz and medical journal blitz against the use of supplements, in particular targeting multivitamins. Here's a sample of some of the headlines. Study finds, says, quote, "Multivitamins are a waste of money for most people." The Sydney Morning Herald says, "Multivitamins continue to disappoint." And in the Journal of the American Medical Association, there's an op-ed entitled, "Multivitamins and Supplements, Benign Prevention or Potentially Harmful Distraction?" And what they're saying here basically is that gullible people will take multivitamins as a bulwark against all kinds of misfortune, superstitiously, without any basis in real science, while at the same time engaging in unhealthy diet and lifestyle practices. And what they're saying here is this is a distraction. People should be intently focused on diet and exercise. But really, this is a shibboleth that I've been battling for my entire career. A shibboleth is a mistaken narrative, because the overwhelming majority of my patients and listeners take multivitamins not as a substitute for, but rather as an accoutrement of a concerted effort to eat healthy and maximize physical fitness. So many of you out there, you're listening to this program, you want to find out about the latest vitamins and supplements, but you're not ignoring exercise. You're not smoking, drinking to excess, taking prescription painkillers. instead of looking for natural alternatives. So this is just a wrong narrative. But one of the studies that was lately cited as calling into question the efficacy of multivitamins was something called the COSMOS trial. And in that trial, it was found that cocoflavanol supplements curb cardiovascular deaths by 27%. That's pretty exciting. But they also studied the use of multivitamins, and vitamins didn't fare as well. They kind of struck out. And so what we're saying here is that based on this study, we can conclude that multivitamins are a waste of time, that people are being diluted. That's what a lot of these headlines are talking about. But if you take a closer look at the study, the research was sponsored in part by Pfizer Consumer Care, who supplied the Centrum Silver used as a multi. And I'm not particularly a fan of this lightweight multi. The ingredients, many of which are inferior quality, synthetic vitamin E instead of mixed tocopherols and tocotrienols, beta carotene instead of mixed carotenoids, folic acid instead of folate, and so on. And at doses that are really paltry, for example, there was just 60 milligrams of vitamin C in there, tiny amounts of zinc and other critical nutrients, and a lot of synthetic ingredients thrown in, poorly absorbed magnesium oxide, the cheapest, least bioavailable form of magnesium. And so I pushed back on that COSMOS study, saying, you know, how is it possible to indict multivitamins as a category based on a study using a paltry dose of the nutrients that we need? But here's the interesting part, because sometimes they take studies and it takes a while for them to analyze the data, and then they publish subsequent studies. And this reevaluation of the COSMOS study really blows my mind, because while multivitamins didn't significantly reduce cardiovascular death, didn't reduce cardiovascular disease in this study, a new finding is that as part of the COSMOS study, even with a paltry, poor quality multivitamin, Centrum, headline here is daily multivitamin may improve cognition and possibly protect against cognitive decline. Wow. Okay. What they found is that the use of daily multivitamin mineral supplementation resulted in statistically significant cognitive improvement, even over the relatively short period of time of the study. The researchers estimated that 3 years of multivitamin supplementation roughly translated to a 60% slowing of cognitive decline. That's about a 1.8-year advantage in terms of progressive cognitive decline that normally occurs with aging. So you can set back the cognitive decline clock by 1.8 years merely by taking a Centrum. Imagine what you'd get by taking a truly potent multivitamin with good quality ingredients and significant doses. It turns out the benefits were relatively more pronounced in participants with significant cardiovascular disease, which is good news, because those are the very individuals who are already at increased risk for cognitive impairment and decline. If you've got diabetes, you've got a bad heart, metabolic syndrome, a high cholesterol to HDL ratio, you're at risk for more rapid cognitive decline. And the multivitamins seem to work even better, producing more dramatic results in those individuals who are already at risk of cognitive decline. And I discussed this issue recently in a podcast, just came out, with Dr. Alan Gavy. Dr. Alan Gavy is an authority on vitamins and supplements. He's been talking about them for 40 years. He's the author of a magnificent textbook of nutritional medicine, recently updated. And his op-ed in the Townsend Journal mirrors mine. It's entitled, "They're telling us that nutritional supplements are a waste of money." Well, he says, au contraire. And he criticizes the media for uncritically parroting the results of some of these studies and accepting the anti-supplement bias that occurs in many medical journals. He says, quote, "The fact that so many media outlets came up with an almost identical misleading headline makes one think that reporters were just lazily and without any analysis of their own repeating a statement from a press release." It's easy. Medical journal issues a press release. You rearrange a couple of paragraphs, change a couple of prepositions, and you got an instant article that can appear in the New York Times, in the Washington Post, that makes for easy fodder on TV, convincing people that they're idiots taking vitamins and supplements. So, new study. Daily multivitamin may improve cognition and possibly protect against cognitive decline. Dramatic results with a mere Centrum. Imagine what you can achieve with more balanced supplementation using quality ingredients at doses that are truly meaningful. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut, brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented, resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. We've got a call from Harold in the Bronx, New York. How you doing, Harold?
Yes, home of the great New York Yankees.
Right, and also home of my alma mater, Albert Einstein College of Medicine. I actually went to med school up in the Bronx.
Yes,
the Bronx is pretty cool.
Help me out, Dr. Hoffman. I was really surprised, super surprised, when you interviewed Alan, Dr. Gabby, who certainly has a tremendous reputation in the field of integrative medicine, when he kind of indicated that he was for a relatively low dosage of vitamin D and indicated its dangers. I did a search of PubMed, and I've seen like literally hundreds of studies which indicated the utility of vitamin D, at least have, 4,000 or 5,000 a day, a blood level. And you were very kind and gentle. You did give a little pushback. I know even in your immune reset, you indicate the importance of vitamin D. So how does one reconcile that? Because he certainly is, in favor of nutrients and an expert in the area.
Yeah, that's a really good question, Harold. And there was a little bit of a point counterpoint in my recent podcast, because on the one hand, Dr. Gaby is urging, he's a big fan of vitamin D, but he's urging conservatism about vitamin D dosing. He's saying that maybe people should be wary of you know, high doses like 5 or 10,000 international units per day. And on the other hand, recently I interviewed Dr. William Grant, and that's a podcast that'll probably post next week, who's a big advocate of vitamin D, not just for bones, but for a wide variety of problems, for cardiovascular prevention, for diabetes, for hypertension, for mood disorders and depression, for immunity, you know, in particular respiratory infections, and specifically for COVID. And on and on it goes, autoimmunity too. And so the answer to your question, you know, what's the maximum amount of vitamin D you should take? My opinion is that it depends. The average healthy person might get away with 1,000 or 2,000 international units. I take 2,000 international units of vitamin D, except when I'm sick, and then I, you know, slam vitamin D, take higher doses for a while. In the summer, I might take less. In the winter, I might take more, because in the summer I get a ton of sunlight, unless I manage to get away to a southern hemisphere. And so it depends. And what I think we need to do is we need to individualize it. We need to individualize based on a person's condition. Perhaps people with autoimmune conditions like multiple sclerosis or rheumatoid arthritis, they may require higher doses of vitamin D, because it's purpose-driven. It's to suppress their over-exuberant autoimmune response. And vitamin D can tamp that down and regulate it. Similarly, people who have a great deal of inflammation may require more vitamin D. And then there's the genetic capacity to absorb and utilize vitamin D, which varies all over the map. And we talk about this in our podcast with Dr. Grant. So if you're an avid Intelligent Medicine podcast listener, we urge all our listeners to subscribe. But you're hearing Dr. William Grant with a decidedly different opinion on the utility of vitamin D at relatively high doses. And with a high margin for safety, look, in nutrition, there's always going to be controversy. But at one extreme are the people saying vitamins and supplements are worthless. And at the other are people saying that mega dosing is a panacea for all manner of illness. And the truth lies somewhere in between. So, you know, for you, I don't know much about your health, but I would, you know, find out about your levels. I think testing for levels is important. I would shoot for a level of 50 or 60, you know, perhaps individuals with cancer. We can go a little higher because we know that vitamin D has cancer suppressive effects. That's how we handle that question. I mean, it's an excellent point that you make.
And it seems that most integrative MDs recommend at least 50 to 100 blood level. And I've been taking like 8,000, and then I had to test it, and that gets my blood level to around 55, 60.
Well, there you have it. You know, what we're seeing is that your blood levels are taking fairly high levels of vitamin D are equivalent to what, you know, a normal younger person might get if they spend a fair amount of time on the beach in Southern California. And so those are not unsafe levels, and that suggests that the dosage for you is, you know, Goldilocks principle. Not too hot, not too cold, just right. So that sounds good. Thanks very much for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site, It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. And now I'm excited about a new natural wellness line from Plus CBD, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD, plus L-theanine and 5-HTP. CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm, so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. Both products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And use coupon code HOFFMAN30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. More of your calls coming up, 877-726-8255. And let me give you an update on our Save Our Supplements campaign, because there's a concerted effort, a disinformation campaign about the safety of supplements, about their efficacy. And it's designed to provide cover for efforts to further regulate the supplement industry. Congress is seeking to enlarge FDA's purview over supplements, and it's truly an all-hands-on-deck moment. And I've told you to go to drhoffman.com/ANH. That stands for the Alliance for Natural Health, drhoffman.com/ANH, to learn how you can take action and let your legislators, your congressmen and women, know about this encroachment and how you feel about it. And I'm going to give you an update that is very positive, because it's been on again, off again for supplement regulation. And it literally changes from week to week, the likelihood of this restrictive legislation passing. And there's an ebb and flow. There's a lot of fighting on the floors of Congress about this language. It's called MPL, Mandatory Product Listing. And the headline here from Nutrient Ingredients, which is a publication that monitors the nutrition industry, MPL language appears destined to be stripped from final FDA fees bill. So there's a little bit of a subterfuge here. FDA has to be funded every year via a congressional vote. And if it doesn't, and the deadline is September 30th, then literally thousands of FDA employees will be furloughed or laid off because there's no appropriations to pay them. So this bill has to pass. But what they want to do is they want to tack on all kinds of extraneous stuff, like mandatory product listing restrictions for the supplement industry, onto this bill, which is going to have to pass. I mean, it would be disaster if it didn't pass. And Congress is unanimous on the need to pass it, just a question of whether to tack on a bunch of added garbage. And so there are stalwarts like Dick Durbin, who never met a supplement that he liked, who is urging his colleagues to keep the MPL language tacked onto the bill. But there's a lot of pushback from members of his own party and from Republicans. And it looks like the mandatory product listing language won't be included in the final FDA fees reauthorization bill now making its way through Congress. Whew. Okay. Well, that's good news, but the bad news is that it's not entirely dead. And even if they pass this appropriation for the FDA, they're going to resurrect this. It's kind of like a zombie. It's gonna, you know, you can shoot it, you can stab it, you can cleave its head in two with an axe, but they just keep on coming with these efforts to regulate the supplement industry. It's been a theme for as long as I can remember. And so we have to remain vigilant. So Go to drhoffman.com/ANH for the latest update. If you haven't already, let your congressmen and women know that you are an avid supporter of nutritional supplements and you don't want restrictions imposed upon your choices. But yeah, this is a critical moment and we need your support. But the good news is that your voices have been heard. And a lot of congresspeople are saying, this is not a hill to die on. I'm not going to pass legislation that's going to make a certain percentage of my constituents hate me and not vote for me, especially with the upcoming midterm elections. So good stuff is happening on the Capitol. 877-726-8255, a number. That number available to you 24/7, so avail yourself of it, as did this listener. Let's hear it.
Thanks for taking my call and question. As one who suffers from gingivitis and receding gums, I would like to know the latest breakthrough on curing gingivitis, because the traditional dentists say it can't be done. I've seen YouTube ads that make incredible claims about it being completely curable. And I wondered if you could comment or address this issue of gingivitis and receding gums. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. You know, great question. And it's of particular importance because we now know that gingivitis and periodontal disease has now surpassed dental caries as the major cause of tooth loss. But there's even more implications of this because it's now been found that periodontal disease is associated with cognitive decline. The concern is that the bacteria that circulate from your gums may create inflammation in the brain and cause problems there. There's also concern about the relationship between periodontal disease and cardiovascular problems. And I'll share with you some of the latest research. People who receive periodontal care have better outcomes after heart attack, study finds. Statistically, there are 800,000 myocardial infarctions in the United States annually. Those with periodontal disease are at increased risk for heart attacks. So, new study in JADA, Journal of the American Dental Association, found that there was a difference in the severity of heart attacks. I mean, people still got heart attacks, but they had the shortest length of stay in the hospital when they had better periodontal maintenance. The longest length of stay was experienced by the no dental care group. So, okay, so let's hear it for periodontal care administered by dentists. You know, they clean your teeth, they urge you to floss. They sometimes do periodontal surgery to cut away dead tissue and soap your gums. So that's all good. There are also dental antiseptics that they use to kill the bacteria. I'm not a big fan of these chemicalized treatments. There's also low-dose minocycline, which is an antibiotic, and it kills some of the bugs, but it's also anti-inflammatory. And so that's one of the treatments that they use for periodontal disease. And I'm not inalterably opposed to it. You know, I'm not a big fan of antibiotics, but low-dose tetracycline or minocycline can be helpful. What's also promising is, you know, just to look at your overall nutrition. I mean, if you're diabetic, you have high blood sugar, if you have a poor quality diet, if you're not eating enough fresh fruits and vegetables, for example, you're at higher risk. And also, because scurvy, which is a deficiency of vitamin C, is associated with gum recession and bleeding, there's really good reason to take additional vitamin C. So you can up your vitamin C to maybe 500 milligrams of vitamin C 3 or 4 times per day. It helps to take it in divided doses rather than all in one big wallop. And finally, there are topical applications. You can use spry gum or spry lozenges, which contain xylitol, which inhibit the proliferation of bacteria in your mouth in a natural way, not in a, you know, harsh chemical way. And studies have shown that that can be helpful against periodontal disease. So check out those products at xlear.com, clear. is the way it's pronounced, but it's spelled XLEAR.com. They have a spry dental defense system with rinses and lozenges and gum. And finally, there's some pretty persuasive information that drinking tea or swishing tea around in your mouth, whether it's green tea or even black tea, has beneficial effects on the gum. So that's something that I would encourage you to do. When it comes to these products on the internet, you know, for any condition that is tough to treat, there's always claims. And you know, I don't know what particular you're talking about, but some of these products are bogus and some of them may actually be based in some real substantive science, that there is, that there are natural things like propolis, for example, that may have antibacterial effects and may help the gums. So there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. That number, by the way, available to you 24/7, 365. And if a question occurs to you on a Wednesday night or another year, you can call that number and record a question. All right. Here's a study that I promised to tell you about on omega-3s. But it's a special formula where omega-3s are combined with certain carotenoids, specifically lutein and zeaxanthin, and some vitamin E. They created a formula containing omega-3s, carotenoids, and vitamin E. And they published a study in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. And what they found is that a combination that included 500 milligrams of DHA, 150 milligrams of EPA, that's not that much. You can easily get that into one capsule. 10 milligrams each of lutein and mesozeaxanthin, and 2 milligrams of zeaxanthin, and just 15 milligrams of vitamin E. The control arm received an equivalent placebo or inactive pill. And what they found was that there was improvements on almost all measures in the group that took the combination product. In terms of the memory measure, the differences were striking. In the control group, none improved their memory scores. A few remained unchanged, while most declined. In the active group, about 19% improved their memory scores. More than 70% held the line. And remember, these were patients who already had been diagnosed with early Alzheimer's disease, mild to moderate Alzheimer's disease. So the conclusion is dietary intervention with a combination of carotenoids, omega-3 fatty acids, and vitamin E can improve mild to moderate stage Alzheimer's disease. And this suggests a positive impact on symptoms and patient outcomes, better performance in objective measures of severity, as well as performing better in areas related to memory and mood. So very cool study. And with modest supplementation, we're not talking about, you know, mega dosing of omega-3s. Imagine if they'd use truly significant amounts of the nutrients in question. 877-726-8255, our number. This is Intelligent Medicine.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged garlic extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But
You'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatrol's chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavonatrols.com. That's flavonatrols.com. What do you picture when you think of aging well? Daily energy and vitality, a healthy sex life, maintaining your ability to heal and regenerate? Berkeley Life is dedicated to making these visions a reality. Their supplement supports nitric oxide levels, a foundational molecule supporting a healthy cardiovascular and circulatory system. It's never too early to start aging well. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements. Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255 for this hour and next. Let's take a look at a study that examines the effects of CBD, cannabidiol, on menopausal symptoms. Things that we now use to manage menopause symptoms include things like red clover, dong quai, black cohosh, evening primrose or borage oil. But what about CBD? So they did a study in Frontiers in Pharmacology with mice, and they gave them a steady diet of either CBD-laced peanut butter balls. It's kind of like Reese's Pieces for mice. They go crazy over it. And half the mice were fed balls containing CBD. And these were mice who were overrectomized, which means that they had hysterectomies. And so they mimicked the symptoms of human menopause. Turns out the untreated estrogen-deficient mice developed symptoms that resembled those of postmenopausal human females, such as metabolic dysfunction. They got fatter and more insulin resistance. They became more inflamed. And they had a loss of bone density. And also they had lower levels of beneficial gut bacteria. Now, why that's significant is that they postulate that there is something called the gut-bone axis. We've heard of the gut-brain axis. If you had a messed up microbiome, you may suffer from anxiety, depression, even Parkinson's disease or Alzheimer's disease. That's been demonstrated. But there's also a relationship between your microbiome and the health of your bones. So what they found was that when the estrogen-deficient mice were fed CBD peanut butter balls, they showed marked improvement in a variety of areas. They had decreased inflammation. They had better handling of glucose. They burned more energy, so they had a better metabolic rate. And their bone density improved. They didn't administer questionnaires to the mice saying, how do you feel? Are you experiencing hot flashes, etc.? But it's an encouraging, what's called a preclinical study, because this should lead to additional research on the potential benefits of CBD for alleviating the symptoms of estrogen deficiency. The authors of the study say there's much anecdotal evidence of CBD's health benefits for menopausal and postmenopausal women, but our study is the first to investigate some of the claims in an established preclinical model of postmenopause using experimental animals, but next we need to look at people. And while we're talking about CBD, as you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. And I found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep. It's a real breakthrough in herbal products. It's amazing that this has now hit the markets and available over the counter. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. And now I'm really excited about a new natural wellness line from CBD, from Plus CBD, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. Many of you have tried it. Many of my patients have tried them, and they're getting great results. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD plus theanine, more on that later when we discuss tea, plus 5-HTP. CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin.
as well as soothing magnolia bark extract, which lowers cortisol, and relaxing lemon balm. So you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. Both products are backed by science and with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30, forget this, 30% off. We want you to try it. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30. All right, more on the nutritional front. Lots of people take coenzyme Q10. They do it because it supports the mitochondria. And here's a study published in Pharmacology, that's a journal, which examines the effect of coenzyme Q10 supplementation on fatigue and energy in both sick subjects, patients with medical conditions, as well as normal, healthy individuals. And what they found, and they looked at a bunch of studies here, they say here the temporary fatigue affects up to 45% of the general population and is common in patients with conditions like polio, post-polio syndrome and multiple sclerosis. And so they've done a bunch of studies on the effects of coenzyme Q10 in these conditions, as well as giving it to normal people. And what they found is that all trials examined by researchers showed positive results, consistent among both healthy and fatigue-associated disease subgroups. So for patients with post-Lyme syndrome, chronic fatigue syndrome, long COVID, it really makes sense to take coenzyme Q10. They also found is that the longer you took it, the better it worked. Dosages are ranged all over the place, with some studies using doses as low as 60 milligrams, other studies 400 and 500 milligrams, but all the studies were in accord with the proposition that coenzyme Q10 could help fatigue and improve energy. Great stuff. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255, our number.